Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Insomnia Podcast. It is currently 11:33 p.m., and I'm here with my co-host, Paradinks, a.k.a. Mason.
Hi.
And Fat Cal, a.k.a. Carson.
Hello, everyone.
And we're also here with our first guest on the Insomnia Podcast. It is a longtime friend, Colton.
Howdy. I was gonna say something. Oh, never mind. Go on.
All right. We have nothing to talk about again for the third time. So
just gonna make something up.
This is gonna be a recurring habit. Just us saying, yeah, we have nothing to talk about. So
I have a few topics we can go over.
Oh, Mason, all right, please
helps.
Go on.
We're grasping at this point.
All right, how do y'all feel about the states opening back up?
Like stuff, like stores and stuff.
Yeah,
and they're like easy restrictions.
Okay,
like, yeah.
Who wants to
I
go
mean,
first?
It's basically it's. I'll go first. It's
okay.
Normal.
We'll go
like,
in a circle.
The freaking virus is gonna be on probably forever.
Mm, that was nice.
It's probably gonna go on like forever. Like I said, it's gonna be like the flu or whatever. So we can't keep things shut down until the virus goes away, because we don't know when it's going to go away.
No, but I think we should at least do something until we get a vaccine.
That's true. We don't have a vaccine yet. Honestly, the only thing that people are scared about the virus because it's super, super easy to contract, but here's the thing. It's not easy to be killed by. Like,
it's a 99% survival rate.
Unless you're me, and I can already barely breathe as it is.
True, you have asthma.
Me too. I also have asthma, and I walked into Walmart today. It's perfectly fine.
I've just been wearing a mask everywhere I go. So.
What about you, Mason? What do you think about
stores?
What do you think about the stores?
I think it's stupid.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat. We should. I mean, because 3 days after now, I've been watching the news, Fox News, so I don't know how accurate that is.
Media's garbage.
3 days.
Freaking Keemstar drama alert for all of my news.
Do you really?
No.
Yeah, because
no,
I don't care about our political situation. I just care about YouTube beef, which is retarded, and I don't actually care about it. It's just funny to watch.
Speaking, what? You know, okay, talking about politics, Joe Biden.
Oh, here we go, boys. Rapist.
I watched this video of him, and he was like, it was the where he pulls the tape off the Google questions.
Mark did one of those.
Anyway, and he was like,
"What did it say?
Does Joe Biden have a brother?" And it was like, "Yes, I am very blessed. I am to have two younger brothers. I am the oldest of three. And my sister is the love of my life."
Just creepy Uncle Joe.
He said he was the oldest of three, but there's four of them.
There's four. I'm two younger. I didn't even notice that. I'm the oldest of three, and my sister is the love of my life.
I think Joe's
so much
losing
wrong
it.
With that.
All right,
he's basically got Alzheimer's.
Real talk, though. I think that their whole plan is to get, because he already said that his VP would be a black female. Obviously, Michelle Obama.
It's going to get Michelle, yeah, obviously.
So I'm thinking their whole plan is to get him in there, because no one likes Joe Biden. Nobody fucking likes that guy.
They
not
should
even
have voted Sanders.
Yeah, not even
everyone who's voted for Biden cringes.
Not even most Democrats don't even like fucking Joe Biden. My grandma, who is extremely liberal, hates Joe Biden.
That's true.
I mean,
anyway,
in the same way that like a lot of Republicans don't like Trump.
Yeah, he's kind of a dick.
Yeah, but he gets things done, though.
That is true.
But yeah, he is kind of a narcissist.
I think we're probably going to get a lot of hate for this if anyone actually watches or cares.
Who gives a fuck?
Fuck those people. Fuck everybody.
Basically, I think he's done an okay job as president. He hasn't really led us into many disasters, and he's gotten us out of a few disasters, like North Korea trying to nuke us all. But he cannot speak worth a crap.
No, he's
listen to him talk.
No, he can't, speak. Bro. He should just stop talking. Stop doing speeches. Just work your magic.
Also,
behind
him tweeting.
The desk.
It. Him
oh
tweeting
God, that's so
mad.
Annoying. That's so.
I just don't think it's very presidential for somebody to fucking tweet from the shitter at 3 a.m.
I don't think it's like I don't think it's wrong in a way, but the he does it to an excessive. Like he does it too much, to the point where it's not even.
And he does it about everything.
Not even worth it.
I'm surprised he hasn't actually like sent a fucking mirror selfie. More, 3 a.m. shit.
He does like the freaking classic fuckboy move and just takes a mirror selfie, no shirt on. He's got a backwards hat.
Dude, I can only imagine. Uh-oh, who's getting caught?
Oh, sorry, hold up. I'm gonna go get some Coke. I'll be back. Just keep talking.
Alright.
I'm thirsty. What a loser.
Did he say he was gonna go get cock?
That's what 100% what I heard. Carson is gay.
Did he change his name from Kason to Carson?
Yeah, we've changed his name because Mason and Kason is too hard to differentiate. So it's Carson for
by the way,
100% of the time.
I gotta send you that shit on Discord. My
Oh,
you already sent it? It's the second son. That's also my PlayStation username too. So.
Are you able to you said you couldn't play with us online because you didn't have Wi-Fi or whatever?
No, but I'm at Mason's house right now, so
will you be able to play? Do you have it with you?
Yeah. What download Siege? I'm not fucking downloading Siege. I'm not downloading other shit. It would
dude,
take
you need to
night.
Download Siege.
It would take. I don't have any.
You need to play Siege with us.
If you're so adamant about me getting a fucking external hard drive, then why don't you buy me one? Because I'm not fixing to buy one. Yeah, and it's fucking like 60 gigs.
What do you have to lose?
I only got all the games that I play already.
4 games.
Destiny 2 is like almost 100 gigs. I play the shit
out
of it.
Oh, you're already my friend on this. That's cool. Right. I didn't know that.
All the way to your left on Minecraft, delete that bitch.
No, it's only a gig anyway. It wouldn't help. It's only a gig.
Get rid of Depth Surrender.
No!
Do you even play that? Alright.
But it's. I just love.
Besides,
Norman Reedus and his fetus. Norman Reedus is amazing, by the way.
Yep.
I've heard.
Never watched The Walking Dead in my life or played Death Stranding, so I can't speak.
He's just a cool dude in general.
Yeah, he seems like it. Oh, yeah, we're gonna be on the next episode. Hopefully we're gonna watch that movie or whatever that Mason wants us to watch.
What was the movie called?
Code 8 or something?
Yeah, Code 8.
Oh, if I watched remember, it, bro.
It was
it's called good.
It was called Insane.
Okay, so I'm the only one who hasn't watched it yet.
Alright.
I need to watch it on the next episode.
I thought it was pretty good.
Don't talk about it.
Alright, I just thought it was pretty good. I want to watch the other one, the What's Wrong, Missy, or whatever.
Why the fuck is it Quaid not downloading?
Q.
Why is it... It's Quaid, it's dumb Q. shit. It's not Q, it's Quaid.
Quaid. It's 100% Q'd.
It's Quaid, you fat fucks.
No, it's not. It's Q'd, I promise.
Quaid
would be Q-U-A-I-D. Quaid.
Q-U makes the A sound. Quaid.
Q-U makes the qua, and then the E.
Okay,
which makes
okay.
Q.
Since you're so goddamn smart, can you tell me why it's queued but not downloading?
Well, I mean, if I was there, it probably means something else is downloading or using up most of the internet at the moment.
Fuck me sideways.
I'm not gonna do that.
Nah, man, I'm good.
You're the one who just left to say that you're gonna go get some cock, so.
I left to get some Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid. Oh, makes sense. You're black.
Shut up, dude.
Case it's a grape.
You know, you're, oh, like my, it is. You're my favorite. You're the only black person I actually like.
Thanks, man. It's
that's okay.
I mean,
he's the only. You're the only black person he knows. Therefore, like,
yeah, you're not, the only. Well, my neighbor, Willie, is like.
Oh, dude! If you hardcore. Have that name, bro, you're cool.
Willie. Yeah, he's
fucking, if you're black.
He's black, cool. Dude. He's actually. He's a black he gets name, pretty. Willie. Yeah, he. I think he's fucking my neighbor Mona too.
It's the most random thing.
She's the crazy. Almost, you know, every neighborhood has my to have the.
Shut up, Carson. Whatever your name is.
Every neighborhood has to have the crazy dog lady, and that's her.
Oh jeez.
And Willie's over there piping her down, bro.
Willie's over there just—he's going ham on her.
He's laying down the Willie Schmee. I'll tell you one thing.
That's exactly what he's doing. Willie is a champ,
dude. He's old as shit too. That motherfucker gets around.
He's gonna take like 4 Viagra.
No, no. Let me
tell you something, Willie the Silly. He don't need no dilly-dilly.
One time,
all right.
One time, I was trimming the trees on our fence line, and he came to her house, and he had an entire 16-foot trailer for one chair. It was a fucking chair.
That's the most retarded thing I've ever seen.
It was a like, fucking chair life. Ratchet strapped to the very front.
He probably could have put it in the back of like a truck or something.
He could have put it in the bed of his truck and had room for the fucking cushions. I mean.
He puts these a friggin' 16-foot trailer to put a chair. It would have been funny as crap if it were like a lawn chair.
Yeah, it was like it was like a lazy boy chair, but it was. I mean, he didn't need an entire
16-foot stroller.
Stroller? What the fuck?
Sorry, my brain doesn't work.
My
trailer.
Stroller. 16-foot stroller, dude.
Dude, if you're 16 foot tall, you deserve to be a troller, okay, dude? That's
yeah, yeah.
That's great, dude. How come Craig looks like he's deep throating that mic?
He might be.
He looks very like scared with his life.
Yeah, he's like, oh no, please don't shoot me.
He's a slave to the community, dude. He's used by so many people.
He just gets he just gets thrown around like.
Ugh. Oh, that's
that was funny. That was funny. I think he's banging my.
I think he's fucking my neighbor.
Yeah, her name is Mona.
Mona. I bet Willie make her moan all night.
Yeah,
shut up. I have a Mona that lives on my roof too.
So you make her Mona too, huh?
No.
Carson's new name is Willie, confirmed.
No, shut up.
He's an old black man too.
Carson, you smart.
Dude,
he's old as shit.
Dude, if his stuff is still working at that age, bro,
he deserves Mona. Like, you gotta let him have her.
Yeah. Let him all have all the white woman he wants at that point.
Oh god.
So what you need to do is like get a YouTube channel and like start doing YouTube lives. That'd be cool.
We can do a live channel.
Yeah, it's
dude,
like a live.
I swear I'm not putting it on a live stream.
Why?
Yeah, because you don't get demonetized.
There's so much stuff.
Oh yeah.
There's like, so much stuff really? That we say.
Like Willie fucking my neighbor.
Oh, we're keeping that. We're definitely putting that
or
in.
Colton.
There.
Or Colton. I can't read the thing, dude.
Oh, yeah. Just for anybody that. I thought we were recording, but we weren't. And I'm trying to make my profile picture for this thing, but it's in fucking Japanese. And I got pissed off. Yeah. I was like, God damn it, I can't read fucking Chang.
Screw. Oh, crap.
He doesn't like the Asians. It's a big rip.
I think Asian people are fine.
I mean,
they're from Russia. If they're from Russia.
Wouldn't they be Eurasians?
Yeah, you're right.
No, he's black. You got it all wrong. All right, ignore me. I have terrible dad jokes. Shut up.
Kind of sound like you said I have terrible vag odor.
Oh.
You sound what?
Kind of sound like you said you have terrible vag odor.
I guarantee you. Wait, who said that?
You.
I swear nobody said that. I don't know.
You did. You're on. You just did. No one. I swear to God.
No one said ignore me. I said ignore me. I tell terrible dad jokes.
Ignore me. I have badge odor.
No.
I know. I'm just fucking with you.
Yo, there's this cool video on YouTube Kids. It's called Bus Cheek Grandma.
What the fuck?
Wait, what?
There's so much wrong with that sentence. There are three things wrong with this.
It's called
Bus Cheek Grandma had a big tumble.
I'm looking that up.
First
right
of
now.
All, it's on YouTube Kids.
Yeah, goddamn.
Second of all,
yeah, that's where. You never seen grandma. A bunch of little kids feast on grandmother before?
Oh, you gotta be kidding me, dude.
The grandmother.
Sorry, what? You lagged out there for a second.
I said, have you ever seen a grandmother get fed on by a bunch of chinks?
No.
I can't say
that's
I
a
have,
word.
Honestly.
That's a word that you may or may not be able to say.
Chink? Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with that word. Do they even use that anymore on Asians?
What about,
Don't say your word.
We're not even trying to think of racial slurs. Like, what are y'all doing?
We're from Texas.
Or a bunch of white kids.
Born,
what do you expect?
We were born with these preset in our fucking vocabulary.
True.
Half of my family abandoned me.
Colton, do you want to know how our podcast goes? It's these two idiots saying the most racist, retarded crap. And I had to try to edit it all out and try, like, while we're recording to say, okay, let's maybe dial it down a little bit.
Okay, to be fair, I haven't said a racial slur in a few weeks.
You also can't say English.
How about you shut the fuck up?
Well, that's great, dude.
Dude, I miss this. I just remember sitting and fucking roasting everyone because I hate them all.
Roasting Damien mostly.
Yeah.
Fucking little redneck just sitting there playing cards.
Doobie looking like a double wide surprise, though.
What the fuck?
Okay. That's not good.
No,
again.
It's not.
You looking like a double wide surprise.
That's. That's getting cut. I don't. I do all my editing on the school computer,
well,
by the way.
Maybe you should not do that. You know those sashes on the front of the semi trucks? It says. This is a oversized
one. Oh my god. Just tape it to her.
I'm just gonna tape it to the back of your fucking chair.
You know you wanna drop an oversized load on her.
It might take 2 or 3 to cover that one.
Oh shit! We can't put this in.
We're putting this in.
He's sitting over here selling like a dying chihuahua.
He sounds like a chihuahua that fucking. No, he sounds like a chihuahua that got caught by a couple of agents trying to cook him.
He's driving over some gravel. He hears.
Listen, guys, I can't talk that louder because my dad's here, so I'm trying not to be loud.
Does he still drink hot fucking hot sauce straight from the bottle?
Yes. Okay, so you sound like one of those old cartoon train sirens. One of the old whistles.
Like he's fucking Mickey Mouse. Oh my god.
That was great. You have to give her an oversight.
Just take a call.
That whole, like, 2 minutes, I was just dying, bro. I was just dying.
Probably gonna cut it all after because, you know, it might sound like static for a minute with Kason over here.
Shut up. I had to crank my fan up all the way, too. Because then you won't hear
my room is like a fucking Nova Core. Jordan, I just realized something. If any of our future bosses hear this shit, we're going to get fired.
Oh, 100%.
Who gives a fuck?
My finance.
Your finance. Oh,
Mason. Could you find another job?
No.
Man. I think we're just going to start, like, mowing yards and trimming people's trees up in.
Don't forget Big Willie's bushes.
Oh yeah, we gotta grant Willie's wishes. Oh dude, that can be the name of the episode. Willie's wishes.
Willie's wishes. You gotta go lay some pipe for Mona.
I not even lay some pipe. Maybe strike some oil.
Strike some oil. Oh god. You know she's a sweet lady. She's really nice. Actually,
that's probably
she's
why
she's batshit crazy.
But she's kind of fucking crazy.
Oh, Willie! Give me your Willie.
At least Willie's getting something.
Okay, maybe we should change the subject before this gets old.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
So, guys want to talk about? Mason's usually good at this stuff.
Let's see. I don't know what I want to. Oh, my birthday is next weekend.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, June 7th.
You doing anything?
I'm just gonna have a few friends over.
Yo, we should all meet up.
Bro, I would love that.
I like sweat and piss.
I smell like sweat.
I have a birthday party I'm gonna go to this weekend.
Oh wait, no, next weekend. So you're
what
fine. Yo, wait, whose birthday is it?
I just pulled a Fletcher.
My nephew's.
Oh yeah, tomorrow's my mom's birthday.
I turned this fan up, God.
Yeah, no. I just remember.
Good luck. Yeah. Just gotta listen as it goes. Well, it's like Campbell.
Alright. Let's see, what have I done this? Well,
sorry, you cut out like, that entire thing.
Okay, so
holy crap, I'm red barring.
Since school is let out, I have successfully procrastinated all of my schoolwork, yet passed.
Same, dude.
I've been extremely hammered 2 or 3 times. And let me tell you, it was something else.
Lucky, bro.
Like, I started running through the woods screaming about spirits.
I want to be there.
That's when you know you're having fun.
I can
and then I threw my shoes. There. I threw my shoes in the woods. And, what are you doing?
It's a big oof.
What are you doing, Mason?
I'm letting you borrow my bus.
I'm dead. Oh, yeah, and then I threw my shoe at... okay, so it was me, Braden Fletcher, and, like, Travis, and sometimes Lomax. So, for some reason, every time I do this, I fucking want to fight Braden. I don't have a problem with Braden. He's a cool dude. I, like, freaking swung a haymaker at him. And then I dared him to, like... oh, my God, I don't even know what the fuck happened. Anyway, but it happened, and it was fun.
So you actually fought Braden?
No, I tried to several times.
Vegas in a nutshell. I don't know what happened, but it happened. And it was fun.
Yeah, and I don't really remember a lot of things.
I just remember screaming about spirits in the woods.
Throwing shoes.
Oh yeah, and I turn on Neil Young and start crying because he's old, and I don't want him to die. That happens.
That's depressing.
Wow, that's, wow. Okay.
That is yeah. Depressing.
How old is this man?
74.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Any day now.
Yeah, well, you know what? You're not helping, Dickface.
Shut up, Jordan. Goodness gracious. I mean, that's not. Yeah, that actually is. That's.
I mean, as much as I, you know, hate to admit it's true, it's true, I guess.
Yeah, you're right. Well, yeah, my grandpa had a little mini stroke the other day.
That's not good at all. Maybe we should change the subject. It's getting kind of sad.
Yeah,
but I might cut all this out.
Yeah, let's do that.
Podcast shouldn't be sad.
Hey, you want to hear something funny?
I
haven't even started recording on the one for this week.
So this
editing.
Is this?
I haven't started on editing. Okay.
Well, now you're going to have double trouble.
Yep. It's because procrastination is life, bud.
Dude, you can't let procrastination take away.
Take away what,
bud?
You can't let procrastination take over the things that you like doing. That's like supposed to be shit that you fucking hate.
Yeah, but you see, I like playing Siege a lot more than I like editing the podcast. So I usually stay up till like freaking 2 or 3 in the morning playing Siege.
I just know it's so hot in this room, I'm fixing a strip.
Get the fuck out.
Dang. Pixar didn't happen.
I am going to take my belt off, so I'm a little more.
Okay.
Pixar didn't happen.
Shut up, Gaylord.
It is really hot in this room. Why is it so hot in here, Mason?
Probably because fucking Joe never fixed a damn... air duck.
Can I turn on the
air duck?
Yeah.
Where's the AC at?
The air duck.
It's on the wall.
It's like Air Bud, but like a duck.
They're in the living room.
It's a duck that plays
it
basketball.
Won't light up, so just press the down arrow.
Do you have a fan in your room, Mason?
What?
Do you have a fan in your room?
I have a ceiling fan, like most normal humans.
Oh, I don't. I mean, I have one of those, but it's broken now for, like, fixing it. So I just bought a fan that stays still.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That shit was 77.
What? That's too fucking hot.
70 degrees?
75 degrees.
Well, Joe,
75, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck that bastard. What the fuck are you doing?
What?
What are you doing?
I bet you close your fucking eyes.
I'm gonna piss.
Good luck. I should put that motion light back on there. No, it's that shit. Oh, hey, look, you get the year one operators.
Yeah, download that shit.
I am downloading that shit right now. No, fuck you. Yeah, that's right. I told him.
But really, you gotta think of something else to talk about.
So, you know, have you guys ever drank the old powdered chocolate milk? Like, where
like
it had
Nesquik? Actual... Nesquik?
Yeah, where they had, like, actual sugar in it.
Yeah, what about it?
Dude, I love Nesquik.
Okay. I went to Kroger's the other day, and they have a box of it. It says the original flavor. I bought it and tried some today. Dude, it tastes just like the original.
Bro, Nesquik is good, bro.
Yeah.
And except for the bottles. The bottles of Nesquik are disgusting.
Yeah, but the powder, bro. I could...
You have to get the powder because then you overload it with sugar.
I could basically just eat the powder. So good.
That's bad for you.
I know it's bad for you, but dang.
You say you know, but you just don't want to...
Yeah, but I still do it.
Hey, Kason. You know how I said that I ran out of G Fuel? Well, I'm gonna get some free samples of Gamer Subs. You can get them too. All you gotta do is pay shipping.
Gamer Subs?
You gotta pay shipping.
Hold on.
Shipping is.
I've already bought something today. I can't buy anything yet. I gotta save up for a game.
It's $6, bud.
Did you say gamer care. Subs?
I'm poor.
Yes, gamer subs.
What the hell is a gamer sub? Subway?
No, gamer sup. SUPPS.
SUPPS subs.
Oh. Jordan, yes, gamer subs. Jordan would want the PP.
What?
No. Gamer subs is an energy drink brand.
How about you just buy more G Fuel by doing chores or something?
Because Gamer subs is cheaper.
Yeah, but G Fuel is better.
How do you know?
I've heard.
You've heard?
How about y'all just fucking drink some Powerade for once in your damn life?
Powerade's disgusting.
I prefer Gatorade, which I do drink. I drink Gatorade.
I prefer energy drinks, you know, the kind of reason why I'm buying them, because of caffeine.
Yeah, because you're a junkie and no one cares.
I already have all this shit.
Dude, two a day is not a junkie.
Yes, you are. That's so bad for you, Jordan.
That's just for Vaughn, but Art.
That is bad for you. Could you imagine drinking...
Colton.
Yeah.
Tell these people that I'm not an addict, okay? Ready? Or that this isn't bad for me. I drink two energy drinks a day. That's not bad.
I don't guess that's bad.
Your heart's gonna... Imagine drinking two Narses. Like
snorting two lines of Coke a day. I mean, that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Okay,
see,
yeah.
That would be bad.
But and it's not that bad because I only drink sugar-free ones. So it takes out all the, like, the bad part of the thing. Caffeine's not
except
bad for you.
Except the bull sperm.
What?
You're still drinking a lot of bull sperm.
Okay, I don't know what you got your information from, but that's not in there.
That's what taurine is, jackass.
Okay, I might have to look this up.
It's getting if
so,
research,
I'm...
But you're practically, you're like sucking artificial bull dick.
Jordan's gay.
Bro, honestly, I like caffeine too much to care.
Jordan likes to suck down bull dick.
Oh, I like it too, so I'm not gonna say anything.
Toxic Pebble likes bull penis.
Sure does.
Hey, yeah, bro, if it's
did that fucking air not even come on?
It did.
Look, bud, I don't see anything about it. It says it's an amino ethane sulfonic acid. So yeah. It doesn't say anything about that.
Well, it's not going to say bull cum. You know, that's bad for business.
Is taurine bull cum is what I'm going to look at.
They're going to say no, dude. Come on.
You hit Discord on your phone? I sent you an invite to the thing.
No, I guess I was wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, so it says that while it's true that taurine was originally isolated from bull semen, it is now produced synthetically. So ha. Huh.
So it's synthetic.
It's different
bull
now.
Cum. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Why the hell is that shit not fucking? Come on.
Synthetic bull cum. That's what you're thinking, Jordan.
Did you send it back in my
Red
Bull? Yeah, you're in your
Red Bull gives you wings.
Yeah, I'll drink a Red Bull every now and then, but I don't drink it religiously like you do. Or I don't drink energy drinks religiously like you.
I drink alcohol.
I wish I could.
I prefer G Fuel.
But what a spaz. I wish I could get some, but, you know, I can't. What kind?
Dude,
what kind?
PewDiePie G Fuel is great. Not sponsored.
What happened to my other one?
Sponsor us, question mark?
No.
Sorry, what
hey
was
guys,
your question?
Do you think we can get a G Fuel sponsorship?
I
highly doubt that we'll be able to get a G Fuel sponsorship.
Why? We already have one sponsor.
Who?
Anchor.
Yeah, Jordan, how many views do we have on our first podcast, the most popular one?
We have a total view count of 20.
Hey, that's...
Hey, you know what?
Can you see who it was?
No, I can't see who it is. I can see some stats about them, like if they're male or female, or like what apps they use and stuff like that.
One of them was me and my brother. So,
But fun fact, 100% of our listeners are male.
Oh, there we go.
Not yeah. surprised whatsoever.
How predictable?
At least one of our listeners is from Russia.
Hey. I don't know how to feel about that.
Hey, comrade.
Hello, comrade, is what we're trying to say. We have listeners in California.
Liberals.
Liberal land.
You came the way from the liberal state to film a video without a microphone.
What?
Have you seen that video?
No.
Do you know who fucking Churdleys is?
Churdleys, yeah.
All right, look up the. I don't know. It's when there's like they did a bunch of fucking yee on. Yeah, it's give me your best yee. Yeah, it's.
I was clearing my throat as if to ask something, but no, I'm just completely stumped like you. So I don't know. Well,
okay.
Jordan, think of something for us to talk about. Or anyone, do it.
Dude, my hair is absolute. Holy crap, this is loud. You want to hear some Dora, guys?
Dude, that reminds me of the fucking.
What did you just say?
That reminds me of that fucking, someone going to the cemetery. Who goes to the fucking cemetery?
Crackheads.
They're fucking each other and smoking crack.
Do you guys hear Dora?
Are you saying Dora?
Yes, Dora.
What about Dora?
She's hot as fuck.
Bro, she's like 5.
It makes it even better.
Okay, that's getting cut.
Dude, I'm just trying to liven the situation.
Yeah. Alright, hey guys, I'm gonna check the podcast to see how many listeners we have. Alright guys, you wanna know how many total listens we've had?
How many?
We've had 20 total plays. Estimated audience size is 12 people.
Hey.
That's not bad.
That's not so bad. It's just not so bad.
When we only have one freaking thing posted, yeah, I would say that's pretty good. You want to hear our age range of people?
Yeah.
25%. Oh, wait. No, hold up. Never mind. Oh, it's an even split of 33%. 33% 0 to 17 years old. 33% 23 to 27 years old. So we skipped 18 to 22. And then 33%
28 to 34-year-olds are listening to us just ramble.
Yeah. Oh, we're also on we're available on a new platform, guys. We're available on Pocket Cast now.
Nice.
Shameless plug in. Activate.
Oh, shameless plug. If you want to check us out, anchor.fm/official Insomnia Podcast.
Hey, you should.
Yeah?
You should shout out.
Shout out.
Shout out what?
Shout out who?
Muddleston?
You?
Is that who we should shout out?
Our, like, Snapchats and Instagrams.
Not Snapchat. Snapchat's for personal stuff. Instagram.
Not mine.
Oh, yeah, not yours. Instagram, @ToxicPebbles. For updates about stuff at Paradinx, Paradenks. Yeah, it's memes stuff. At FatCow47 or whatever. Just fucking go to mine and then go to everybody else's because I have everybody else's on mine.
But shout out Huddleston, though.
Huddleston, plug.
Colton, plug.
Huh? Oh.
Plug your Instagram.
Yeah, it's underscore coffee instant.
Underscore coffee instant.
It's a picture of Matthew McConaughey.
Underscore coffee underscore instant underscore. Some faggot hacked my other
Oh, that's retarded.
Gay shit.
We're not yet on Apple Podcasts, which sucks, but you know, soon, hopefully. It's great that we're able to do the podcast. This episode is brought to you by Anchor. All right, that was a good ad by me because I'm doing the ad stuff. Yeah, Anchor, thanks for sponsoring us. Anyone else sponsored? Anchor is going to take care of that. They're going to give us sponsors. Big shout out to Anchor. Go use it. It's great stuff.
Is it like drunk Rick?
I don't fucking know, dude. Oh fuck, my mic hit my teeth.
I think your balls just dropped.
What happened?
Your mic just went super freaking like.
No one became a man.
It went super deep.
I think my mic like, hit my tooth. So.
Your mic hit your tooth?
Yeah, my mic hit my tooth.
You connected your
pit
boy out.
I don't have that. You can check my phone.
You fucking connected your pit boy out. Yes, you do.
On Mason's end.
Yes, you do. You fucking. You connected your pit boy. Yes, you did. You.
So Carson, how's
you?
Hmm?
Okay. This.
Well.
I think I have to get off, honestly. Like, my dad...
Dude, I need to get
my dad's bag. If he finds me, bro, he's gonna slaughter me. He's gonna cut my dick off.
Alright, well, now I have two podcasts to edit, so I guess this has been it for the Insomnia Podcast. Episode 3. For episode 4, we'll probably do a movie review on Code 8.
I will see you.
See you.
It was great. It was good seeing you, little Stin.
Hi, everybody. Sorry if my extremely racist remarks offended everyone.